huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. We are in the age of decentralization. Now, we've been in the age of information before that, the age of industry, the industrial revolution, the information revolution, and I believe now we are in a decentralization revolution. Now, there's lots of moving parts that are linked to this movement of decentralization, and believe you me, you are either going to benefit from this greatly, creating multiple streams of income, multiple assets, getting in early on some media and technology that could make a massive difference to the scaling up of your business, your information into income, your reach into revenue. But if you get left behind and you stay with old fashioned media of communication and finance, then I think you're going to find 2022 really hard. So we have this power struggle going on right now between globalization and decentralization. And globalization are the people who believe that we're moving towards a new world order and one world power, and the Freemasons and the Rothschilds and the big tech companies who are essentially trying to control the globe, get rid of the middle class, get rid of the small businesses, own nothing, be happy. The Great Reset, there's a lot of people talking about this. And, you know, I don't really know, if I'm honest. I don't think anyone really knows what's going on. But there's no doubt there's some big tech companies out there that have a lot of power, you know, Facebook and Google and all the investors behind them. And so what's happening is there's an anti-globalization movement going on called decentralization. And what decentralization is the breaking up of power from the individual who has power and, you know, the billionaire and the big tech company and the big board and the CEO, the breakaway of power from that individual or entity to the startup, the scale up, the entrepreneur, the hustler, the creator, i.e. you. So here's a few areas where decentralization is happening. And just make sure you're following me on whatever channel you're tuning into right now. I try and give you regular content on starting and scaling your business and getting better financial knowledge and education. Now, decentralization is happening in media, social media, data, in ownership of companies, the DAOs that I'll mention in a moment, in access to your followers, fans, and your communities, in the internet, in the metaverse, in finance, in currencies, and it's anti-globalization or decentralization. The creator economy is the decentralization of content to individual creators rather than mainstream media companies. So a quick little history of the last 20 years, and then something that I think will really help you move forward with leveraging this decentralization movement that's happening right now. So 20 years ago, you had Sky, you had HBO, you had Fox, and you had a few mainstream media companies. And they owned 80% of the narrative, 80% of the revenue of media, 80% of the political influence, etc. And then Google AdWords came along and disrupted them. And I don't even know if this was an intention. But if you wanted to do any advertising, you had to go to radio, TV, print, and you had to pay thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands or millions just to get your ad out there with no guarantee, no return, no data, nothing. And this was the opposite of decentralized ads. And then what happened was Google came along and they completely broke up advertising and they decentralized advertising and decentralized media and smashed it apart. And when Google launched, you could pay 1 cent a click, 5 cents a click, 20, 50 cents a lead or an opt-in, and you could reach hundreds or thousands of new clients, targeted keywords, specifically niched, proven results and guarantees, and you control the cost, and you control the volume, and you control the targeting, which you couldn't do on a Super Bowl ad or radio or TV or newspaper. And then all of a sudden, that was the start of the breaking up of mainstream media as we know it. And mainstream media is scared because it is getting completely broken up. So I met Simon Cowell a few weeks ago. I was at his charity ball and I was speaking to him for quite a long time at that event. He used to get 25 million viewers for prime time on his talent shows. Do you know how many viewers he gets now on his talent shows? He gets 1.8 million viewers peak. So it's gone down over 90%. Now, do you know how many people watch Mr. Beast videos or Ryan Toys review, Ryan's World videos, or listen to Joe Rogan's podcast? I mean, I had one video on Facebook a few months ago that had 1 million views. I had another one a week ago that had 500,000 views in 2 days. So I'm like 2/3 of the way to the size of Simon Cowell's biggest mainstream media TV shows. It's crazy. And I'm not famous. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not an influencer. I'm just an entrepreneur. So media has been broken apart. The viewings ratings on media now are really low. There's now loads of decentralized little media channels coming up. And now you are a media channel. I am a media company. And I haven't, it's not called Rob More Media, but I'm a media company. I'm live on Twitter Spaces right now. I'm live on Clubhouse right now. I'm live on Facebook Audio Rooms right now. I'm live on TikTok right now. So on Clubhouse, I'm running my own radio show. On TikTok, I'm running my own TV show. On Facebook Audio and Twitter Spaces, I'm running my own talk radio audio show. So I am a media company. And all you need is a couple of phones, a little stand, a couple of mics, a recording device. And you are now a media company. And Mr. Beast, do you know what he did? He got the highest, the quickest speed to 100 million views on YouTube by copying a Netflix TV show. And YouTube is just free content. So all these free media channels can make you bigger than X Factor, you bigger than Simon Cowell's massive media empire, you bigger than Sky, you bigger than HBO. And the media companies are scared.
For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher-end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
And there are so many new social media channels coming up, disrupting and decentralizing. So media is broken, Google Ads broke media, social media is breaking media, and now social media is decentralizing itself. So I'm currently live on Facebook Audio Rooms, Clubhouse, and Twitter Spaces. So Facebook Audio Rooms was set up to disrupt Clubhouse, but Clubhouse disrupted Facebook. Twitter Spaces is set up to disrupt Clubhouse. Twitter disrupted mainstream media, you know, news media. Twitter is a news station, decentralized. You can put your own tweets and people follow you for the news rather than, you know, the mainstream newspapers. This is an exciting time because of decentralization, i.e. the breaking up of global into micro, into individual. Now, all the social media channels are competing for you. So Twitter Spaces would rather have me on their channel than me on Clubhouse. Clubhouse would rather have me on Facebook Audio Rooms. Facebook Audio Rooms would rather have me on than TikTok. So now all of a sudden, Twitter, Clubhouse, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, podcasts, all these channels are competing for us. And there's two ways they get us. Number one is give us good reach. And number two is give us good revenue. Reach and revenue. Now, when there's not many social media channels or there's big tech social channels, they can mess around with your reach. They can give you a shadow ban. They can change their algorithm and they don't care. They don't care about you. And you've got nowhere else to go. Because when Facebook was the main social media channel, you had nowhere else to go. And now if you get no reach and no monetization, you're going to leave Facebook in an instant and you go and do TikTok lives or Clubhouse rooms or Twitter spaces or whatever. And by the way, there's many more. So now they've all got a fight for you. So the algorithms start to relax and they, you know, especially when they're new, you get really good reach when the algorithms haven't been updated 78 times. So you get reach and then they chuck you all these monetization tools. So supporters, stars, badges, coins, subscriptions, ads, sponsors, gifts, you name it. There's so many of them. So the decentralization continues with channels that allow you to own the data and you to vote for the strategy of the media company that you're using. So a DAO, a DAO, is a decentralized autonomous organization. And there are now media companies that are set up and social media companies that this, it's not the CEO or the board or the big tech that makes the decisions. It's you, the user, through decentralized organizations, autonomous as in it's a democracy. John Lee and Rob Moore and Ed J.C. Smith are running a Clubhouse room and the vote from everyone in the room decides the strategy of the room. And the decentralization is continuing into so many different niches that yes, it can be overwhelming, but if you leverage it, all these channels are competing for you. So there's new channels setting up all the time. I'm going to list a few. There's Zion, which is a new channel that's for freedom of speech and not deplatforming, and you can say whatever you want and maximum security. There's Rumble, there was Parler, but it got shut down. There is Fireside and Green Room and Wisdom and Speakeasy that are new challenges to Clubhouse. There's Twitter Spaces on Twitter and Facebook Audio on Facebook, which were set up by these big media, social media companies to challenge Clubhouse and now all the other audio challenges. So all of this is decentralization, which means no big tech and no individuals have all the corporate power. You as a creator now have reach, revenue, impact, income, your own media company, and you are not controlled by bigger powers and entities. And this is only going to continue through 2022. I predict that this is the big movement of 2022. Now, that's going to continue with things like NFTs and cryptos and the metaverse and social tokens and social coins and the creator economy. So the creator economy is where anyone can be a creator. Social media channels fight for you. Social media channels give you a load of monetization tools. And then you turn your content into cash flow, your information into income. You have multiple streams of income through all the channels on social media, and they're all fighting for you. So therefore, they're giving you more rewards and more reach. And never before have we had this perfect storm. We never have. I mean, 5 years ago, Gary Vaynerchuk was telling you to post hundreds of pieces of content a day or a week for 10 years to become an overnight success. Don't charge, all free. Hustle. Lunch is for losers. Sleep is for wimps. That's all bullshit now. It's all bullshit. You can earn up front. You can turn on all these monetization tools. So it's a really exciting time to be a creator. And the big movement in 2022 is the decentralization economy. So how do you jump in? How do you leverage this big decentralization movement? Well, number one is you've got to make sure you're posting content regularly on social media and you're talking to your community or your ideal client or your ideal follower. You know, I like to help people start and scale their business and get better financial education and knowledge, create multiple streams of recurring income. That is my kind of vibe, my tribe and my content. And I focus on that. So that's step one is you've got to, you know, create that kind of identity of what you want to talk about. And then you've got to start posting on socials and you've got to start being on as many socials as you can. Then number two, you've got to unlock all the monetization tools and features. And then number three, I believe you should have your own subscription platform, your own premium platform. So I have a platform called rob.team, R-O-B rob.team. And actually, on rob.team, much of my content is helping you monetize the creator economy, become a creator, and set up your own subscription platform. So if you go right now to rob.team, the link is at the top on Clubhouse, or just open a browser and type in rob.team. You can gain access to that for just the cost of a cup of coffee per month. That's it. It's £3.49 or $5. That's less than my medium skinny cappuccino extra shot. And I have 62 of them a month. And when you gain access to rob.team for just a few pounds a month or dollars, number one, you'll see my own decentralized social media platform. No one can derank me. No one can reduce my reach to you. No one can shut my platform down, so I can keep chucking content out at you without it being manipulated by globalization of big tech. And that's massive. That is massive. So that's number one massive benefit to you. Number two massive benefit to you is I'm doing a lot of content on helping you become a creator and helping you build your own subscription platform. So my subscription platform is rob.team, which I've told you is $5 a month or £3.49. Now, if you join now, get this, you're going to gain access to a six-figure subscription secrets masterclass that I'm doing in Jan-Feb, and you'll be the first to offer this. I will not offer this to anyone other than my rob.team supporters, my subscribers. So for just the cost of a cup of coffee per month, you're going to gain access first before the entire world on my six stages, six models of building your own six or seven figure subscription platform, you know, your own Netflix. Now on rob.team, when you join, you can just copy my premium content, my masterclasses, my challenges, my behind the scenes access, and the community that I build. So rob.team, when you join, you're going to gain access to a six figure subscription secrets 2-day masterclass. Every month I do 1 to 2 masterclasses on my premium channel, rob.team. And you're going to gain access there for just the cost of a cup of coffee to join. You can cancel at any time, so you can give it a try, see if you like all the content. I've got 2 years worth of content vaulted in rob.team. But really what rob.team is, I suppose, is an example of content decentralization. Rob.team is not on any platform, therefore it can be promoted on every platform. Rob.team, you do not get reduced reach. You get all of the content. It doesn't choose the content, figure an algorithm, block some of the content. You can gain instant access to it all. It won't shut you down, deplatform you. But what you can do is you can model my rob.team platform to build your own subscription platform. Now, there's an irony in social media going on right now, or at least a paradox, that's a better word. On the one hand, social media is great because it's decentralizing media and power and control. But if you use Twitter Spaces, Clubhouse, Facebook, TikTok, etc., and you get your algorithm reduced, you put COVID in a headline, or you just put a piece of content they don't like, then those decentralized platforms still can shut you down. No one can shut you down on your own platform. So I will teach you how to build your own platform like rob.team on an independent platform. There are a few independent ones, OnlyFans, Patreon, Kajabi. And so joining rob.team, I'll help you move into this creator economy and this decentralized media revolution that we're in, so that you're not at risk. My friend Charl Wasmond had her Facebook and Instagram accounts hacked. She's built her entire seven-figure business on Facebook and Instagram. They were hacked, deleted, and it is gone, and she can't get them back. And she's got 85 followers now on her new Instagram account, and she's having to build it up from scratch. You do not want that to happen to you. That could really hurt your business. So at rob.team, I'm going to give you content on becoming a creator, how to create great content, how to monetize great content, how to unlock all the monetization tools and features, how to build your own subscription platform. You know, my rob.team platform has many thousands of members. And do you know what? With just 3 members a day, do you know 3 members a day at $10 a month, how much you learn within a year per month? Within 1 year, if you just get 3 new subscribers on your platform per day, within 1 year, you will have $11,950 a month, or pounds, in income. 3 new members a day at $10 a month, and you'll have 12 grand a month within a year. Can you afford to walk away from 12 grand a month? Whatever niche and space you're in, there's people who want to listen to you, who need your advice, who need your guidance. You need to productize it, informationize it. And if you join rob.team, my platform, rob.team, you know, a lot of my content moving into 2022 is going to help you do exactly the same. One final thing you'll love if you join rob.team right now, and I'm going to need to hand over in a moment, so I am just about done, last chance, is if you join rob.team right now, I've got a special new bonus that I'm creating for you. So I did a 10x your social media following and monetization challenge at the end of 2021. I had thousands of people on it. And what I did was I did 9 module, 14 hours of content on 10xing your following like I did this year, on monetizing your social media across multiple channels like I do, and how to hack virality like I do on many channels, not all, but many, and step-by-step content on, you know, making 6 or 7 figures in the creator economy. What I've done is sent that to my team who are editing it and making a 9 module, 14 hour course. And in 2022, we're going to be launching that and charging $300 to $500 after some price testing. But if you go to rob.team right now, you can actually get that for free. rob.team, no word of a lie, you can go there right now and you can gain access to the 10x your following and social media challenge, even if you've got no followers, even if you don't know what your niche is, because that's the start of the course, is building that up. And you'll see me charge, what, you know, $300 to $500 for that in 2022, and you're going to get it for free at rob.team. So, my friends, mark my words, the big movement in 2022 is the decentralization movement, the creator economy, the movement into subscription models and platforms. And if you jump on this, social media channels will fight to keep you, and you will get massive reach and revenue in 2022. Thanks for tuning in to my little masterclass on the big movement for 2022.